Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing the Thai BL drama series Together With Me, episode 3. This episode I enjoyed much better than the previous ones. Okay, I'm just saying, I really had great hopes for this, and so I've been wanting to watch it, decided to binge watch it this last weekend, and I'm 3 episodes from being done, and quite frankly, I'm not that impressed with Together With Me. I would love to say it's one of my favorites, but it really is not at all one of my favorites. But anyway, this episode opens with Sarwat and Tyne starting to spend more time together because of the musical club that they're both involved in. And also, Sarwat is pretending to be Tyne's boyfriend. As the story progresses, Sarwat asks Tyne to come over to his place to help him clean up his room because Sarwat, I don't know why, keeps a very, very messy room. I mean, everything is untidy, everything is unkept, and so Tyne comes over after he's done with his cheerleading practice to come help Sarwat, or Wat, pick up his room. Sarwat is completely conked on his bed, and this is why, again, you do not interrupt people when they sleep, and you certainly, at all costs, refrain yourself from pulling the covers off them. Okay, I'm just saying, no more need to say there, but really, what was Tyne thinking? And so anyway, Sarwat and Tyne clean up his room, etc. And then on the same day, Wat's mother and younger brother come to campus because Wat's younger brother is getting ready to enroll in school, and he's going to see what faculty he wants to join, whether that's the arts, whether that's architecture, whether that's business. He's going to come visit during their open day to kind of see what he wants to see about getting his degree in. And so Wat is supposed to watch his brother for this open house because he's never been on campus, etc. Well, instead, because Wat has a concert that he's performing in, he asked Tyne to watch his brother as a favor since he's pretending to be Tyne's fake boyfriend. Tyne reluctantly agrees because he wants to spend time with this girl named Pear. I don't think that's her real name. I don't know why they call her Pear, but anyway, she's Pear. And so we have Tyne and Pear and Wat's younger brother, who I kind of like. Wat's younger brother, he kind of looks like the world with his head tipped just a little to the side. I mean that metaphorically, with his head tipped a little to the side. And actually, in the movie, he kind of does too. But he looks at the world with a bit more of a different way than most people do. I also like that Wat and his brother have a good relationship in the show. There's a scene with Wat and his brother where it's like a flashback, where Wat's talking to his brother because Wat has liked Tyne for quite a while, unbeknownst to Tyne. And Wat's brother says, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to want to like someone because I see what it does to you and how it has changed you from the person you were to the person you are now. And you're not even in a relationship with that person, Wat. And he says, you know what? He's talking, Wat responds to his brother. He says, you know, it's not scary once it happens. He said, you don't understand that now, but someday you will. And I really like that little bit of a conversation between the two brothers, and I don't know if it's in this episode or a later one, but the relationship they have is kind of cool. And so Tyne takes Wat's younger brother and Pear to the open house. They visit some of the faculty, and then Tyne pays Wat's brother to leave him alone and just go be by himself for the day so he can have Pear to himself for the day. And Wat's younger brother is suddenly basically hounded by all these girls who like Wat. Not because Wat is trying to be a ladies' man, but simply because he's got these really annoying fangirls that follow him around like lost puppies. I don't know a better term for it. But anyway, so he's hounded by these girls. He ends up running to another area, and some lady boys as well, and he ends up in the architecture faculty because this one kid says that he's his brother, just to kind of get him out of the situation and so he can stay in that area where they're getting ready for concerts. And that person that he meets, for some reason, Wat's brother likes. I have no idea why Wat's brother likes this person. Is actually Sarwat's basically arch enemy at campus, and for very good reason. He beat up Wat, he beat up Tyne. He's just not a likable character. I mean, at all. I believe as the story progresses, he becomes a little less despicable, but that still doesn't mean that his actions are anywhere near appropriate. But anyway, Watt's younger brother likes this guy. And he decides because he meets this guy, he's going to look into architecture. And that's kind of where this episode closes. There is a neat scene at the end of the episode where Watt is done with his concert and sees Tyne in the audience and goes to join him and goes, "Where's my brother?" And, you know, Watt's not really concerned because he knows his brother is quite capable of taking care of himself. So he has a moment there with Tyne where they're listening to a song and he kind of gets upset with Tyne because he's like, "You know, you shouldn't be dating Pear when you're pretending to date me. This is not a good thing." And Tyne can't really quite figure out why Watt is upset because he's like, "Well, we're not really dating, so what does it matter?" And he's like, "No, you need to be honest. And at least if you're pretending to date me, you don't go two-timing and look like a two-timer and run anyone." And also, Watt really does like Tyne, and this really does bug him that he's with Pear. And so he's sitting there with Tyne at this concert, and Tyne is upset because they're not playing Scrub. He missed that song. And so Watt takes his headphones and puts one in his ear, one's in Tyne's ear, and then they're still at the concert, but they're listening to Scrub music like Tyne wants to hear, which I think is kind of neat because really, in life, it's not really about what's going on around you. It's how you're going to live your life and what you're going to hear. And I think this is a great example at the end of the show in this episode when they're both listening to Scrub and there's actually something else playing on the main concert stand, that they're creating their own world. It's not the world that's around them. It's their own world set by their own rules. And that's how they're going to live their life. And, you know, I really think that's kind of it in a nutshell with this show. I really liked that aspect of it. Not because I think we should all create our own rules and, you know, live in ways that aren't good for humanity, but simply because, you know, these two individuals decided to write their own story, and how are they going to write that story? Despite, you know, what their friends might think, what their family might think, etc. Because there's this whole scene with this in this episode where Watt's mother comes with his brother and is going, "Where's your girlfriend? Why aren't you, you know, dating someone?" And Watt's like, "You know, I'm not dating anyone. I have found who I want to be with. We're fake dating right now because, you know, they don't really know I want to date them." I mean, Watt doesn't go into this at all. He just sits there and goes, "You know, I'm not dating right now. So there you go. I'm not going to introduce you to your daughter-in-law yet." And, you know, the thing that really bugs me about these shows is sometimes the parents are absolutely awesome and sometimes they're really lame-o. And then you have the middle ground ones like Watt's mom who sits there and goes, "Where's your girlfriend? When will you introduce me to my daughter-in-law?" And I'm going, you know, I don't know why, but I think the middle ones are even a little more annoying than the really bad parents. Because it's like, you know, you don't know what your kid is thinking. Why not just say, "When are you going to introduce me to your friends, your interests, your, you know, lovers, etc.?" Not, you know, your girlfriend, and have that supposition that, you know, Watt likes girls, which Watt doesn't like girls. Watt likes Tyne, and that's a whole different matter. And that's one thing that kind of does bother me with some of the parents, because it's like in these shows, they either tend to be absolutely awesome in the Thai dramas. I mean, there are several parents in the Thai drama BLs that are totally wonderful. Like in Tonhan Chonlati, I love his mom in that show. The rest of the show, in my opinion so far, has sucked brick. I'm hoping episode 8 coming out this Friday really is not a brick episode, but so far I have been absolutely unimpressed with that series, except for the mom who is super cool of Tonhan, of Chonlati. I also think that the mom in Love by Chance, who is Pete's mom, is super cool. In a quiet way, she is super cool. And, you know, we have some really good examples of parenting in those films. Mainly how, you know, parents need to be kind of hands-off about things. Because, like, by the time your kid's in late high school, they really should be making their own decisions and should be making good decisions. And if they're not, then, you know, that kind of is something that you should have maybe worked out before they were that age. I mean, no offense here, but I'm sorry, that was a big digression. But that is my review of episode 3 of Together With Me, the series. Again, I am not very impressed with the series. It came out last year in the spring, about literally 8 months ago now. And no, way more than that. Excuse me. I'm not exactly sure. I have to go back and check YouTube when it was first streamed. But anyway, it's just not the quality of like Until We Meet Again, Love Life on a Line, History to Right or Wrong. It doesn't even register on the gamma levels for that. So, but it is an interesting show. I am going to finish the last 3 episodes, and I will continue to post my reviews of this series for episode by episode, and also one of the series as a whole. And it will be up on this podcast here within the next week. Check it at the round table. Bye.